Maurice Gontran. Maurice Gontran was an only child who died at 18 years of age from lung disease. He was precocious, possessed a rare intelligence, loved to study, and had a gentle, loving, and likable character. All the qualities that foretell a brilliant future. Having successfully completed his studies early, he then registered at the Polytechnic School. His death caused his parents one of those painful blows that leave deep scars, because since he had always been of a frail nature, they attributed his premature end to the assiduous studies which they had urged him to undertake. They blamed themselves, saying, "Of what use is all that he learned now? It would have been better if he had remained uneducated, because science did not give him what was necessary for him to live. Otherwise, he would undoubtedly still be with us and would be a consolation for us in our old age." However, if they had known about Spiritism, they would have reasoned differently. They would have found true consolation. The following dictation was given by the young man to one of his friends months after his decease. "My dear Maurice, your tender affection toward your parents has convinced me that you wish to lift their spirits, if it is within your means to do so. The sorrow, even despair, in which your passing left them, has visibly affected their health, and has led them to loathe their lives. A few words of consolation would certainly work to rekindle their hope. My friend, I have been waiting impatiently for this opportunity you are now offering me to communicate. My parents' pain afflicts me, but it will be assuaged when they are certain that I am not actually lost to them. Get close to them in order to convince them of this truth, which you will certainly manage to do. This has all happened in order to initiate them into a belief that will bring them happiness, for it will keep them from complaining against the decrees of Providence. You know that my father was very skeptical regarding the future life. God granted him this misfortune to draw him out of error. We will meet again in this world where life disappointments are unknown, and to where I have preceded them. However, affirm to them categorically that the fortune of being able to see me again will be refused as a punishment if they lack trust in God's goodness. It would also prevent me from further communicating with them for the time they have remaining on the earth. Despair is rebellion against the will of the Omnipotent, and is always punished by the prolonging of the cause that has produced it, until there is complete resignation. Despair is truly suicide, for it saps the bodily energies, and those who shorten their days in hopes of more quickly escaping the bitterness of pain will face the cruelest disappointment. On the contrary, they ought to strengthen their body, so that it may more easily bear up under the burdens of trial. My dear and kind parents, I am now addressing you. Ever since I left my mortal remains behind, I have never left your side. I am there even more often than when I was living. Take heart, for I am not dead. Rather, I am more alive than you. Only my body died, but my spirit will live forever. It is free, happy, and without disease, infirmity, and pain. Instead of feeling afflicted, rejoice in knowing that I am in an environment exempt from concerns and anxiety, and where my heart is full of the purest joy, without a shadow of trouble. Oh, my good friends, do not mourn those who die prematurely, because it is a grace that God bestows on them, saving them from the tribulations of earthly life. My existence there did not last long this time, because I acquired what I needed to prepare myself for a more elevated mission. If I had lived for many years, do you know what kinds of dangers and seductions I might have been exposed to? Do you know that, had I succumbed to them by not being strong enough to resist, it could have represented for me a delay of centuries? So why do you mourn what has been to my advantage? In a case like this, an inconsolable grief would indicate a disbelief that is only legitimate if one holds to the idea of nothingness. Oh yes, those who does disbelieve are more worthy of grief because for them there is no consolation possible. Their loved ones seem to be irredeemably lost because the grave has robbed them of their last hope. Was your death painful? No, my friend, before my death I only suffered the effects of the illness, but the suffering diminished as my final moment approached. Then, one day I went to sleep without thinking about death and had a marvelous dream. I dreamed that I had been healed, that I no longer suffered. I took deep breath of a balmy and invigorating air. An unknown force carried me through space. A brilliant light surrounded me but did not fatigue my sight. I saw my grandfather, who was no longer emaciated or feeble, but youthful and fresh. He held out his arms to me and gathered me close to his heart. A crowd of others, all smiling, came with him and all benevolently and gently welcomed me. I seemed to recognize them and felt happy to see them. We exchanged greetings and showed our friendship for one another. Well then, what I had supposed to be a dream was in fact reality, for I was not to awaken from that dream on earth, but in the spirit world. Then your illness was not the result of excessive study? Oh no, please don't think it was. The time that I was to spend on earth had been set, and nothing could have kept me there any longer. In its moments of emancipation, my spirit knew this, and it was happy at the idea of its approaching deliverance. However, I didn't fail to take advantage of the time I was there, and now I am happy for not having wasted it. My serious studying strengthened my soul and increased its knowledge. And even though, in virtue of my short life among you, I couldn't put it to practical use, I will do so successfully in the future. Farewell, my dear friend. I am going to be with my parents in order to prepare them to receive this communication. Maurice.